Well, at this stage, it takes a lot for this government to astonish me. But over the weekend, they did succeed in astonishing me. When I read that Alan Kelly had contacted Donegal County Council and Roscommon County Council and asked them to change their county development plan, potentially, to remove the setback distances, I was amazed, because back in April, the same Alan Kelly, before he was minister in this area, supported a Sinn Féin bill which let a wind turbine bill through to committee stage, which was far more onerous than anything which was put into Donegal County Council's county development plan. This bill, which Alan Kelly supported, wouldn't have only created 10 times setback distances, it would have been retrospective, meaning that any wind turbines in Donegal which were not 10 times their height distance away from a dwelling would actually have to be taken down. Even more interesting about this bill is the fact that the Sinn Féin bill is pretty much verbatim a copy of the bill that was produced by a Labour TD, Willie Penrose. If he's in the Labour Party and he produced this bill, one would have imagined that it had the support of the Labour Party. But sadly, this is only something that they put out at an election time to make people think that they support setback distances for wind turbines. But now it's quite clear from what Alan Kelly has done that actually they support the people in the wind industry before they support the ordinary people of Donegal, Roscommon and the Midlands for that matter.
Is this the classic case of the poacher turned gamekeeper?
Well, it's a classic case of Labour doing one thing one minute and then doing something completely different the next, depending on whether there's an election on or not. And people are sick of this because it damages politics, and it means that when you go out to vote in an election, you don't know whether people are telling you the truth or not. And that is what Labour have achieved on this one. But ultimately, I feel people will get their way on this one. Whether it be turf cutting, whether it be pylons, or whether it be wind turbines, the people will win out in the end, whatever it takes.